The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, your questions, episode 492. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
And Brian Manjoma.
What's up?
All right, guys, we're back with another one. Chris may or may not show up, and Manny is not going to be with us tonight for unknown reasons. So we'll see. I think he was with one of his homeboys out in somewhere else in Pennsylvania, so he may not have gotten back. So that's probably what's going on there. An extended 4th of July weekend for him, you know? We got some questions here. Not a lot, so if we end the show a little early, now you know what's up. But feel free to ask us any other gaming questions in the streets. Blitz is in the house. We got Barry Byrne, obviously. Blitz is like, it seems too quiet on the gaming streets. Yes. I mean, the only things really going on so far is Elden Ring and, you know, streamer drama, you know, or influencer drama, but whatever, man. Anyway, let's get into it. Oh, got some questions here. Illustrated Dio starts us off. When Xbox says play anywhere, does that mean on my smart TV? It's a LG C2, by the way. Without gaming hardware, is Xbox on Fire TV a part of this? Will the Xbox app for smart TVs be better than NVIDIA GeForce Now? A lot of questions in there. And related, Mr. Red Death, aka Jave Shep, he's just asking, is this going to be the future of Xboxes? Now we know they have a partnership with Amazon to put the Xbox Game Pass app, correct me if I'm wrong about that, on Fire TV. To answer Dio's question, yes, obviously it is part of the ethos of Play Anywhere. It's like they want you to play on consoles, they want you to play on smartphones, they want you to play, you know, on tablets, and why not TVs? That would be part of anywhere, you know? I'm not surprised by this at all. Like, again, Microsoft
is a for years.
Yeah, it's because they have a new partnership. That's what it is. But this has been their statement for years, you know? Go ahead, Brett.
No, we've been saying this is going to happen for years. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, like anything that can handle the hardware, that doesn't even have to handle the hardware. Like, they can, if it can stream games, they are going to put it on there. That is their point. Yes, they want it on your phone, your TV, your fucking microwave, a home console, you know. But like the weird distinction, I think that somehow at least it makes it more palatable to me. I don't know about any of you, but like there will still be a need for a console unless you just want to stream all your gaming, which I don't know about you. I don't want to do because the experience is going to be better when you're rendering it off your own PlayStation or Xbox. Well, I guess it would just be Xbox in this situation, right? So, like, yeah, you can stream games, but is it going to work as well? Probably not. Is it going to work well enough? Sure. But, you know, they're still going to have a premium option for you to have a console. I don't think you're going to be relegated to only being able to play your Xbox on an Amazon Fire Stick while Xboxes go the way of the dinosaur. Like, that's not how it works. If it is, then gaming PCs would have already done it.
Yeah. Pretty much. The other part of the question was, like, is it going to be better than NVIDIA GeForce? I don't know.
Microsoft will probably make a product better than NVIDIA GeForce, by the infrastructure that they've built.
Yeah.
Will it be a lot better? I don't know. Will it be some better? Almost definitely.
With Microsoft investing so much in streaming, how do we know that's not what they plan to do? Yeah, I mean, again, I still believe in the – actually, I believe in the future, not immediate future, but in the future, but all the companies except Nintendo, because Nintendo will just have their shits available as streaming apps on TVs. Maybe not, again, not the immediate future, people. Because every time I say that, people think, oh, 5 years from now, I'm like, maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now. But there's going to be a time where kids of the future look back and say, like, you bought consoles with individual games? Why? You know, I think that's going to happen eventually. But yeah, I think like Xbox, Game Pass versus NVIDIA GeForce, I personally like GeForce more, but Xbox Game Pass is the better streaming app, if I'm being objective. Because there's still a lot of stuff that's not on NVIDIA GeForce, even though I personally like it more. But yeah, that's the way of the future. So I have to deal with it pretty much, you know. What do the rest of you guys think?
I mean, the Samsung TVs have Xbox Game Pass integrated into them, at least the cloud-based version of it. So I'm not surprised, you know, other stuff is going to get to it. I mean, it should. That's what, like Brett said, that's what they've been preaching this whole time. Play anywhere. And I'm kind of surprised it hasn't been any quicker. It's like, why don't LG TVs have it? Why don't Sony TVs? We know why Sony TVs don't have it. But why don't, you know, some other brands have it, big brands, other than Samsung? It looks like Samsung is like the only one that has like that partnership with Xbox. Even in, I mean, I've been in Best Buys, and part of the promotion for those TVs is that it has Xbox compatibility, and that it comes with a free trial of Xbox Game Pass. So yeah, not surprised. As far as the GeForce Now Xbox Game Pass comparison, I mean, Game Pass has a lot more games than GeForce.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, games, even though, I'll save that joke. anyway, Rich, you got any thoughts on this? I'm waiting for Richard to
unmute himself. Rich, I heard Rich told me to say this ahead of time. He said Game Pass is way better because it's got Redfall.
Okay, there you go. His favorite game.
Oh, no. I don't know where Carlos got that information from.
he heard it from an insider.
Oh, Dirk.
That's what it is. Sorry about that. Hopefully you guys don't hear any noise. We have a bit of a storm over here, nah, so that's good. Why. All right, cool. All right. To answer the question, let me get a quick recap of what the question was. He basically was saying, why haven't they utilized the Play Anywhere in more places yet?
Like basically, what are your thoughts on Xbox putting Xbox Game Pass on, like, you know, Amazon Fire TV? And is this part of their plan to eventually stop producing consoles?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they still want to make another console because during that Xbox showcase, you know, they did say we're already working on the next console. So I'm sure they'll will continue to make a console just because they want to have one. But yeah, they definitely will have it on other devices. I know, you know, I have an iPhone. I have been able to use my iPhone to do some things on Game Pass. Can't really play too many games because, you know, Apple is still not. Well, you can confirm or deny this, Tony. Apple's still got a ways to go with the games.
Oh yeah, I mean, they're not even close.
Yeah, so. But yeah, they definitely need to do more with that. They can utilize and do a lot more. So hopefully that is the direction. And as for NVIDIA GeForce, I mean, I still want to get a Steam Deck. So I don't want to sound as though like I have no plan of getting one. But yes, Game Pass does have more, that it offers a lot more now, I could say, from their library of stuff. But I'm definitely going to get a Steam Deck one of these days.
There you go, man. You got to get it. Real quick here. Jay Shep says, I'm assuming Xbox has to give a cut to these companies who are putting their app on their devices. I don't know the business side of it, so I don't know how that works. Does anybody, you know, Chris was getting a good answer. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's the whole reason why some platforms don't even want to have it, because there could be that loophole where people are paying for subscriptions to services, and some of these platforms aren't getting the benefits from that. They're just, it's a free download, but they're selling a service through that. And like I mentioned, there's a whole bunch of places that Xbox does not have this service in. I mean, they have Samsung TV, but they don't have other TV manufacturers. They don't have Roku. They don't have Apple TV, as far as I know. And we're just getting the Fire Stick announcement. So I'm guessing that a lot of this is, you know, contractual agreements saying this is how we're going to split the money. Because if not, then I'm pretty sure that Game Pass would have been available in a whole bunch of other places.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Chris just showed up. Nice.
Yo.
What's going on, man? Yeah, we just answering the first question about, you know, Xbox Game Pass on smart TVs. What's your take on that? Do you think it'll succeed? Would it be better than like GeForce Now? Would it eventually supplant the Xbox as a platform, like, you know, consoles?
I don't know, because on the TVs and stuff, the TV hardware is relatively weak compared to other stuff. I mean, it's just like low power ARM processors. So I'm assuming a lot of the game is streaming, or it's all streaming.
It's all streaming. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think it'll replace a console immediately, because here's the thing: a lot of, especially in the United States, a lot of internet infrastructure is not up to par to provide quality streaming experiences for anything, not just Xbox, but anything, PlayStation Now, or, you know, whatever Nintendo has, any, or GeForce Now, any of them. Pour one out for Stadia. That probably didn't work well either. But it's a good addition to have. Like, they could say, hey, you don't require Xbox, so anybody can play and experience Xbox anywhere. That's good marketing. It's a good campaign. You get the you get the name, the stuff branded on the TVs, on the box, and people maybe I'll pick up the TV because, oh, you know, I could get Xbox 2 on here. Okay, that works out well in a cooperative sense of marketing between you know, LG and Microsoft. But in terms of the experience, I don't know. I would think it's like your mileage may vary. If you're like Brett and you have Google Fiber, or you have municipal fiber, or Fios, it might be great. Or you're somewhere else. You're in you know, the middle of Wyoming. It probably won't be so good. You probably want an actual Xbox. So that's where I see the problems.
Yeah. Quick shout out to James the Wake. He goes, it's not going to end well, and that's all I'll have to say. Also, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well. We're doing great, sir. Thank you. All right, man. Let's move on. Next question from Mr. Dio. Tokyo Game Show is around the corner, and PlayStation will be in attendance. What games do you think will be announced? So let's answer, because it's a two-part question. So let's answer that. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to show. I don't. Again, this has been the question we've been asking ourselves, like, all year. It's like, what does PlayStation have coming? And we've been unable to answer that question. Does anybody have any new answers? I don't. Even the guys in the chat, like, before we were asking this question, they were like, huh? Last of Us Remastered, God, no. Not another one.
No. Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah. Rich, do you have any idea what PlayStation might be showing at TGS this year?
Well, I personally think they're going to play it safe. You're probably going to see some more Silent Hill. I don't know. Is Konami working on that, or is that just all blooper team? That's the question. But definitely, I do expect to see Death Stranding 2, because, you know, that game is coming out next year. You know, I'm sure that Kojima may have something to say or show or talk about, because they have to start promoting it at some point. Unless they wait until the Game Awards later this year. What's another safe one?
Oh, here we go. Here's a safe one. Astrobot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's out in September. When is Tokyo Game Show? Is that the same month?
I think that's September, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say Phantom Blade Zero, because there is a demo coming out similar to the demo that was at Summer Games Fest. They didn't say when this game is coming out, so I will be surprised if they don't announce a demo coming out around that time, or they at least tell us when the game is coming out at that time. But we'll have to wait and see.
I guess we'll see. Jay Shep will answer that PS3 question when your PS3 question is up. And I don't know why you want Richard specifically to answer it, but we'll let him answer it then. If you only want to hear his answer. Oh, very interesting. Yeah, I'm not going to say now, because Jay Shep is asking me to ask you a PS3 question, but he already asked us a PS3 question that's going to be coming up soon, so I don't know why he's asking now. It's like, we'll get to it, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, let's wait for that.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Anyway, anything else you guys? Okay, anything else you guys think might be shown at TGS from PlayStation?
From outside Sony?
No. From Sony themselves, you know.
Oh shit!
Mm. Yeah, like Wolverine. I doubt that. You know, what does Sony have? They have nothing. You know. So Rich, he wanted you to answer because he says you're an insider. I guess you are. Technically, I am too. You know.
That's interesting. I'm not sure about that. I can't fully claim that title because there are some insiders that are very questionable. But I'll just say I'm a special insider. Let's use that as a title.
Instead. Yes, there you go. okay, so here's the second part of the question. I also heard Xbox is not going to be attending. What does that mean for Eastern developed games for Xbox? I think we're in that same situation that we usually find ourselves in with Xbox, at least once a generation, where they try to make a play for like Eastern games and it just doesn't work because like Eastern, like, you know, people from Eastern areas like Japan, most notably, don't care about Xbox, you know, so I'm not surprised I'm going to be showing anything. I do find it very interesting how Sony won't be at Gamescom, but Xbox will have a big presence. But PlayStation will be at Tokyo Game Show, and Xbox won't be. With Tokyo Game Show, it kind of makes more sense because PlayStation, I believe, is, you know, originally at least based out of Tokyo. I think, you know, LA now. So I think that's what's going on there. Obviously, Japanese company would be at the Japanese Game Show. That makes sense. And as for Xbox, since nobody in Japan cares about Xbox, you know, makes sense they're not going to be there. You know, so I wouldn't really read too much into it. Ghost of Tsushima 2, they're not showing that. They're not going to be showing that. I absolutely guarantee you they won't be showing that. They're saving that for a big Western show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo Game Show, you never get bombshells like that. You never don't. So don't lower your expectations, you know? All right, we got Jay Shep coming up next. All right, I saw some of the craziest video game sales ever last week. I know this part's funny. I know you high rollers don't have to wait for a game to grab a. I know you high rollers don't have to wait for a sale to grab a game you want to play. But did anything catch your eye by being dirt cheap? First of all, with the exception of possibly Richard Bailey Jr., we're not high rollers around here. So I don't know what you're talking about. You know, but what I'm about to say now is going to make me sound like a fucking high roller. I didn't even know there were any game sales happening. I honestly didn't, you know.
The Steam Summer sales are going on.
The Steam Summer, yeah.
Okay, so that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that was happening, bro. So, but here's the thing. For me, it's a little bit of a double whammy. One, this is, and I hate to preface it, but this is not a humble brag. This is just a fact. I'm a video game reviewer. It's very rare I have to pay for a game. And then two, I'm a day one gamer, so any game that is on sale, I already have. Like, I bought the Elden Ring DLC day one, and that's that. And this is always a problem I had even before I was a game journalist. I was like, when there's a big game sale, I'm like, I already own everything I want because I'm a day one gamer. You know, I don't like waiting and stuff. Like, if I don't play a game at launch, I probably won't play it at all. Generally, that's how I am. But no, I actually legit had no idea there were any sales going on right now. But if any of you guys did, go ahead, Carlos, did you take advantage of anything?
No, but I was looking into it.
Shit. PlayStation had one. I'm assuming.
I don't know about PlayStation. I'm going to you know, there's usually the only sales I care about is Steam.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Look at that. PlayStation has a sale right now. Say, up until July 17th, save up to 80% off.
I only care about Steam because I want to keep adding into the whole there's $1 trillion worth of games that people haven't played. Yeah. So I'm like, well, why not add more to the list?
I was thinking about buying the Capcom Fighting Collection because I realized I didn't have that PlayStation. But then I was like, wait, let me check my Steam real quick. Sure enough, Carlos, it was right there. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I don't need to buy it. And here's the interesting thing. Okay, it all makes sense now because it was on sale on Steam. I guess that's part of the Steam sale, but I'm like, I already own it, so don't need that. That again, that's always been a problem with these sales. It's like I either own the game or don't care. You know, most of the time it's because I already own the game. All right, I'm gonna assume nobody else here took advantage of these sales?
Oh, on Steam, I
yeah. Would you buy
a couple of things?
What game? What games did you buy that you're never going to play?
Shit! What did I get? I don't even remember now. I know I picked up a couple of things in the sale. Let me open up my Steam library real fast.
Do it. And while you do that, I'm going to read this quick thing from J-Shop. Sometimes I'll see a game I want, but I'm not really interested in paying the full price. Infinite Wealth, for instance, once it drops out of the 20s, I'll definitely get it. Yes, that's smart. I've always said, that was on sale. Yeah, I've always said, not being a day one gamer is probably the best way to go because you save a lot more money that way. You know, I'm the idiot that has to buy shit when it first comes out, you know?
Oh, I bought Duke Nukem 3D 20th Anniversary World Tour.
Nice.
I will never touch that, but I had to have it.
Yeah, hey, there you go, man.
I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to play that, but I was like, Duke Nukem 3D, give me that shit.
Give me that shit. Let me look at this Yakuza, because I actually don't own that game.
This is a weird feeling, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people like us feel this way, but sometimes I just feel obviously things can change.
Anyway, go ahead, Carlos, go ahead.
Sometimes these things change because DRM and stuff like that, but sometimes it just feels cool that there can be the Steam Deck 35 and my whole library is still going to be there.
Yeah.
For the most part. You know, I don't know why. That just feels good. So sometimes when I buy games and I know I'm not gonna play, it's like, well, they'll be there in 30 years when I need it.
You know, yeah, because you never know, man. Rise of the Ronin. Okay, that's what James the Wake picked up. Blisco's. I always check out the sales and usually pick up old arcade games or more retro stuff. There you go, man. Yo, what's the Infinite Wealth? You said on Steam, Carlos, and see how much this shit is.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I don't think it was down.
It's not down that much. It's down. It is on sale, Carlos, but not by a lot.
Yeah, because who was it? J-Shep that said they wanted to buy it for like $20.
Yeah,
it's nowhere near there yet.
Oh yeah, we're not going to be there for a while, probably. You know,
and the sale is still going on till I think July 11th, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, July 11th. It's 30% off. But the thing is, it's $70 normally. That's crazy.
Oosh.
Shit.
It's too make.
Yeah, it is too make.
I'm a day 1,000 gamer on with that one.
Yeah, wait. There you go. All right, let's move on here. Here's your PS3 question, J-Shep. With rumors of PS3 backward compatibility heating up again, shout out to the GOAT of gaming, Hip Hop Gamer. I can't help but ask myself if I would want to replay my favorite PS3 games as they are, or if I would rather them be remade with a nicer skin and go through the process of new releases similar to what Sega's doing. What are the panel's thoughts? Would you rather... Actually, let me read the question again. Would you want to replay them as they are, or if they should be remade with nicer skin? So yeah, would you rather play the game as they... No, I want it. They need to be upscaled at least, man. You know, I can't be playing fucking 720p games on like a 4K. It's going to look like trash. Like, you need something there, some kind of nice upscaling, you know, smoother textures or whatever. But I would like it to be as close to the original, experience as possible. You know what I mean? It would be far in between. Like, I'd probably just replay Metal Gear Solid 3. That's 4, excuse me. Metal Gear Solid 4 and Infamous. I would replay those. After that...
You mean not Mod Nation Races?
Yeah, Mod Nation, yeah, you know. Oh, and fucking 3D Dot Game Heroes, you know?
Oh.
I'm thinking of games that just haven't been re-released anywhere, you know? And even I didn't like it as much, I'd replay the second Infamous 2, you know?
Or what's that DLC one? Flesh?
Oh, line? Yeah. Something I Blood, I don't know. Yeah, dope. Festival of Blood. And Red Dead Redemption. Replay that. You know, that's still not on PC, you know?
No.
But again, see, I'm saying this, but I know for a fact I probably wouldn't. Metal Gear is probably the only one I would replay, if I'm being honest with myself. Does anyone trust Sony to remake these games close to the original form?
If it's Blue Point.
Yeah, if it's Blue Point, yeah. But the thing is, I don't think they need to, quote-unquote, remake them. If it's supposed to be PS3 backward compatible, then it just needs to be the original game just upscaled for modern TVs. They're not really, that's not really a remake. It's just whatever way they're going to make these games come to new consoles, you know? I still don't know how the hell they're going to do that, because emulation's been spotty at best, you know, when it comes to PS3. Thank you, Cell Processor, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a different question than one you I just read here, Jay Shep. You're trying to gaslight me. Oh, man. Remake it or as is. Yeah, like I said, don't remake it. Leave it. Okay, hold on, because now you're confusing me. Because the question began with the PS3 backward compatibility. That's a different animal than a remake, you know? Because backward compatibility would mean you play the games that you already own, but they're upscaled, right? Remake would just be single. You know what I mean? It's two different things. But I guess to answer a part of your question, keep the experience as close as possible. Just give me nicer textures. That's it, you know? There you go. Just put the disc in and let the remastering engine do its thing. That's what hip hop said would happen, you know?
It was confirmed four years ago,
you know? Even Paris interviewed him about that out in fucking San Francisco, which I was out there for, you know? All right, anyway, thoughts, PS3 remasters or remakes or backward compatibility?
I think Brian was going to say something.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I actually was about to ask that question. Do we trust Sony to not fuck it up?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because they've had a spotty record. You're right, Brian. Look at the PS2. Look at the PS2. Oh. Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead. I'm talking.
Yeah, there was the PS2 games, which had issues of their own. And then there was the PS1 classic, which also had their own issues. So given how the PS3 games have issues with the Cell processor, and we all know just how much people dislike working with that in the first place, do we trust Sony not to balls this up with the PS3 games in some way, shape, and form?
Yeah, it's a fair question.
Not really, and also... Oh, ahead.
No, that's just the thing that keeps going through my mind whenever people like mention it. And again, I would love the ability just to put in your PS3 games and there's a remastering engine that works its magic. But as time goes on, I'm starting to think that it's just not going to be a thing. Or if it is a thing, it's going to not work nearly as good as we think it is.
Yeah, I think that's probably, I'm of that opinion. Jay Shep says he doesn't trust them either. Yeah, I'd be very skeptical, you know, and that's me being generous.
And if you want a game like we want Metal Gear 4, you have to trust Sony and Konami.
You know, oh man, that's a dicey proposition.
Yep.
Yeah, but we'll see. You know, it is interesting that these rumors are kind of heating up, you know. But give a shout out to Hip Hop Gamer, man.
Yep. So how many, like... Is Infamous and Metal Gear 4 the only games, Tony? I'm surprised because I'm trying to think and maybe, like, are we missing something? Like,
MotorStorm games, you know. What's the name of that dragon game that everybody Lair? Was talking about but sucked? Lair, that's another one.
Torrance loved that game.
Yeah. Heavenly Sword is another one that's stuck on PS3. It's a few Heavenly games, Sword. Man. I think they brought back Little Big Planet, didn't they?
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Sackboy game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the third. No, I don't remember. But I think the third one might be on PC. I'll have to double check. But I'm sure that Sackboy is. But I don't know about the OG third one. Okay, probably not. Fever Dream. Ignore me.
Yeah. Killzone 2 and 3, Carlos, Resistance 1 through 3.
Oh, Resistance. Oh, that's... Yeah, but I don't know how well that one will do.
Yeah, but you were asking which ones are missing, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good ones, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Actually, hold on. Let me roll back. What was the... Oh, yeah. And Rich, the specific question for you, because you are an insider. Do you think PS3 emulation will be a thing?
All right, well, first and foremost, a shout outs to Hip Hop Gamer, the goat of the game. Yeah, why not? I mean, it should be, because we haven't really seen too many games this year for PlayStation as far as the exclusives, quote, yet. But yeah, I think they should definitely consider that, is, you know, to keep people busy for quite some time. We'll have to wait and see what happens. I don't know any inside information about that, because when I went to Summer Games Fest, they were only talking about the Lego game that's coming out later this year that Carlos will be pre-ordering very soon, I heard. But we'll have to wait and see. But one comment I do want to make in regards to the list of games you guys mentioned, there is two games that I would like to mention, because one of them is not an exclusive, but it's a game that I definitely want to go back and play, Spec Ops The Line. I'm very surprised that 2K has not released a remaster of that game. Maybe that will happen in the future, although I doubt it. And Starhawk, because apparently that's a game that I know our very good friend Gary Swaby has been praising, talking about I need to play. So if I do get an opportunity to play that in the future, I definitely will check it out.
Yeah. All right, man. That's going to do it for that question here. So moving on here, Mob Hits. Another streaming question here. Could PlayStation release a PS Plus app for smart TVs or have a game launcher for PC? Would it be viable, or will it crash like previous attempts? Has Sony said anything recently? I don't think they have any plans for that at the moment. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I mean, their infrastructure for PS Plus is nowhere near as, you know, robust as the Xbox one. So I doubt they would put any other resources on that at the moment.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, what I said earlier in the show, there probably will be one in the far future, but not anytime soon. As for a PC launcher, again, the Sony toe dip, right? They've been talking about having something, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know they're just finally having trophies due for some games, rollover or whatever, but they don't have a launcher yet. But there's been talk about it. Nothing official, obviously. It's just people have been talking because they have so many like PC ports, but that's not official yet. So we don't know. So we always have to wait and see. Again, Sony's just doing these toe dips, or not even dipping their toes in some cases. And would it be viable? It would be streaming, you know, and I don't know. I don't know the numbers for that. How, like, is Xbox Game Pass doing well streaming-wise on other platforms that are not Xbox, like on smart TVs, you know, and maybe that would be a decent way to gauge, like, how PlayStation streaming app would do. But I don't really see Sony doing that just yet. You know, again, I haven't even heard any rumors of it. Correct me if I'm wrong there, but I haven't heard anything, you know. I don't even think insiders like Rich have heard anything yet. So we'll have to wait and see, you know. But it would be interesting for sure. All right, another one here from Mob Hits. He goes, let's be honest, the PlayStation 5 Pro ain't releasing this year. Do you agree or disagree? Well, you know, according to other insiders who have a spotty track record, we will be getting a PS5 Pro this year, you know. And there have been legitimate sources like, you know, Tom Warren from The Verge. He said one is coming. I think there is one coming. I could be wrong. But everything I've seen leads me to believe that we will see one this year. Even though, like I've said on the show many times, for what? For what? There's barely any games to play on this goddamn thing. You know, it's like,
oh boy.
Let's just be real. Just the complaint I've been having all generation, you know, so you're not hearing anything new from Tony there. You're going to play your games at, like, you know, with better performance, presumably, like you did with the PS4 Pro. Cool. But I don't know. And I'm also upset because I'm probably going to buy it, you know. But yeah, we've discussed the PS5 Pro before, so we don't need to go over that, unless you guys want to jump in with anything else. Imagine how good the Last of Us remaster was. Jesus Christ. Yeah, maybe that'll happen, right? Right, Blitz? They'll re-release the Last of Us Remastered 2 along with the PS5 Pro and sell you on that. That'll be its hot game, you know? Oh, bullshit. Rich, what are your thoughts, man? You think a PS5 Pro is coming?
Well, I do want to make a comment that's probably going to be a slightly controversial.
Uh-oh.
I don't believe that this console is coming, and I don't really think we need the console, like you said. I will say this, since we have some people calling me an insider. When I went to Summer Games Fest, you know, I actually got a chance to hang out with some of the PR people that I, you know, over at Sony. And one of these PR people, you know, in case you didn't know, I did review the PlayStation 5 console when it came out. But one of those PR people was one of the people that actually was responsible for sending me the console. So in talking with them just about, you know, obviously the Lego game, the other games they had to show, I didn't get any indication that there was going to be another console coming, like another PS5 Pro or anything to that extent. Obviously, now, could they have just been very good at not showing anything? Of course. But I didn't get any indication when we were talking about stuff and all the games coming out and stuff like that. I didn't get any indication that this is actually coming. So I will be quite surprised if it is coming. But obviously, you know, we'll have more to say if it is coming in the future. But I personally don't think it's necessary, and I don't think it's coming. But we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah. J-Shep has a question for me. But Rich, you could also jump in on this too, but I'll go first. And I'm glad you brought up this question, because J-Shep, as I was talking about, I was like, oh, I'll buy a PS5. But then I was like, hold on. I remember saying there was a reason I'm not going to buy it, and I forgot. Now you just reminded me what it is. So he's asking me, Tony, is having a PS5 Pro vital to what you do with game reviews, assuming it comes out? No, it isn't. When I got the PS4 Pro, it didn't change how I reviewed my games. Like, I'm not going to mention I interviewed it. It's pointless, you know, unless it's like specifically marketed as like, you need this for your PS5 Pro. I'm not going to do that, because I got to, you know, write for the majority of people, you know. So if it's a PS5 game, there's no point of me just like, a PS5 Pro is not going to affect a game just like the way the PS4 Pro didn't, you know. And Rich, I'll let you jump in after this. And the reason I remembered that I don't need to buy it is like, oh, because I'll probably review it, you know? Just like, yeah, because I'm like, oh yeah. It's not like the old, I keep forgetting, it's not like the old days where I had to buy like I bought the PS5, but PS5 Slim, I reviewed it. I didn't buy it. I just, you know, Sony sent it to the office. So they probably will send it, the PS5 Pro, but assuming it comes out, they'll probably send it to the office, and I'm the main, you know, game hardware reviewer for Tom's Guide now, effectively. So I will be reviewing that. So what would be the point of me buying it when there's one in the office? So, you know, so I'll just do that. The office has a bunch of dope shit too, man. Makes me want to upgrade my PC. Yo, I'm currently reviewing this one PC. It's called Corsair One. Fucking 4090, man. Whew. Excuse me? You know?
Not my PC?
And also, yeah, and also it'll be a good gauge, because for the sake of argument, if I enjoy playing on PS5 Pro so much at the office, this is just pure hypothetical, if I enjoy it so much, then I would buy the system for myself, you know? But I'm pretty sure it's going to be like, oh, this is dope. I don't need this shit, you know? But yeah, Rich, what are your thoughts? Would having a PS5 Pro be, you know, would it be vital for game reviews for you?
Well, for me personally, it would only be vital if I worked at Digital Foundry, because yes, they are the ones that, you know, they analyze all aspects of the performance. I am not a expert in that field when it comes to performance. If it runs a little bit faster, great. If it loads faster, great. I can talk about that. But I'm not expecting it to be a massive leap, if there is a PS5 Pro, to the extent where it's going to be justifiable. And just like you guys said, what is the game that you would launch with this system? And The Last of Us is not it. This ain't that cannot be the game. You know, somebody would have to get, you know, slapped if they made that decision. No, that can't be the game. It has to be something else. I don't think the Astrobot or this Lego game is it either. The Astrobot game, I understand that was a launch game on PS5, but because this console, I'm assuming it wouldn't be the same price unless they drop the price of the current PS5 and make this one $500. I'm assuming, though, if they're asking for $500 more plus that for this other console, it has to be a game on it that's worth you actually making that purchase.
Yeah, I agree with that. Rich, here's my theory. I think they'll do what they did with the PS5 Pro, with the PS4 Pro, where basically they'll knock the price of the current PlayStation down $100 and make the PS5 Pro the price of the current PS5. So $500, basically. So regular PS5, $400. Ooh, and that raises the question, though. What about the digital one? Ooh, yeah. That's very interesting. Like, would Sony sell both of them just for $400 each? Or would it be like, oh, man, I think it just ruined my answer here. I didn't take into account that fucking digital one. Because I don't think they're going to drop. Sony has, I've said this, even last generation, people were like, oh, it's going to cost $50 more for $50 less. I'm like, Sony has never sold a console in $50 increments. It's always $100. And that's why I said, see, I'm remembering this shit now. And that's why I said the PS5 would sell for $500. Initially, I said, no, they're not going to, there's no way they're going to sell a $500 console. But then I thought more about it. It's like, oh, yeah, they would. Because people were asking me, oh, they're going to sell it for $450. And I'm like, Sony has never done that. It's always $100 increments. But I also don't see them selling the digital console for $300. I don't know. You know what, Rich? I'll take that back. I actually don't know what the fuck they're going to do price-wise now. That digital one kind of fucks things up. I don't know. Or maybe Sony will go crazy and for the first time ever release a console for in the $50 range. You know, like, they never had a console that ended with a 50. You know, it's always like $299, $399, $499, never $249 or something, you know, officially. I don't know. And I'm all fucked up right now. I don't know. AK Aloy for more high fidelity boredom. Damn, son. Do make it with that Horizon hate, you know? Yeah, and yet you like Breath of the Wild. It's interesting to me, you know? Because I was the other way around. Like, Horizon, that's like, fucking, this game's dope, you know? Actually, I played Forbidden, Zero Dawn before Zelda. And then when I played Zelda, I'm like, oh, fuck, would I want to play this? I just played Zero Dawn, man, you know? Anyway, let's move on here. We got a sponsored question, people. Romudeath, very generous guy, taking up when a mob hits his extra questions. Why are developers like Capcom with huge IP catalogs so afraid of taking chances and reviving legacy titles? They do that, yet dump a stupid fucking game like Exo Primal. here's the thing. I find it very interesting you're picking on Capcom when they've done a great job lately of re-releasing games and packages like Marvel's Capcom fucking Fighting Collection. Then we had the Capcom Fighting Collection. We had the fucking Street Fighter Collection. All the Mega Man collections. The Ace Attorney collections. Like, Capcom, out of all of them, is showing the example of, like, yo, this is how you do it. And Konami hasn't been too shabby either lately. So the main culprit, I would say, Mob Hits, you should have not used Capcom as an example. You should have used Sega as an example. They're the ones who've been like, yo, you guys, all these fucking IPs, and you're not even putting them out, man. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Dumeka, I know you have a question about this. Actually, your question will come up right up. For example, he goes, a Sega Arcade Racing Collection has a Daytona 1 and 2, Sega Rally 1 and 2, Scud Racer, Outrun 1 and 2. Fuck! That would be insane, you know? So, to me, the question should be, why isn't Sega doing this shit? That's the real question. Sega, man, and a Virtua Fighter Collection, hopefully, as a precursor to Virtua Fighter 6, you know? I'm telling you, Sega, they would be great. But Capcom, they've been killing it with these collections. Fantastic job, you know? But yeah, as for Exo Primal, that's gone extinct. Brian, I want to get your thoughts on that, because you're like the only person I knew who played that fucking game.
Sorry, that was someone else.
You played Exo Primal, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes.
What do you think of it no longer being supported?
I'm not surprised. This was one of those February games. It's something that no one asked for. So the fact that it came out, granted, people enjoyed it for what it was, but it just didn't have much in there. So, yeah. I'm not overly surprised. It's just people want a Dion Crisis game. They don't want this. So I guess this was the best thing that they could get. And again, it was fun for maybe a week or so. Endgame wasn't all that great, and it just lacked anything enjoyable, which is very strange, because again, this is the same studio, same company that oversees Monster Hunter, so I would assume that they are like that they would know what makes sense in a PvE co-op game, but they didn't. So yeah, very strange. Yeah. So yeah, it has time. I am very glad that I played on Game Pass and didn't buy it, because yeah, I'd be very upset. Not that it's going offline, but I'd be very upset that I bought it and it didn't play that well.
Yeah, I think what really killed that game was the fact that everybody wanted, you know, Dino Crisis, and then Capcom gives you that instead. I think that's what really kind of killed it in the end.
So did Brian just unintentionally say that this game was good enough for...
Yes, he did.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, he absolutely did. It is good enough for Game Pass. Oh, man. But yeah, no, but going back to the original question, no, Capcom's been killing it with these collections for years now. You know, remember, even on the show, we were like, yo, Capcom, all these collections are great, but can we get something new? Remember, we said this on Throwdown. This is how long they've been doing these collections for. So they're doing their thing, man. But they're finally giving me the collection I've been wanting, man. Can't wait. You know, yeah, engagement cannot save Exo Primal. If there even was any engagement to begin with, you know. And then Dumeka's question, this is the last question of the night, by the way, unless anybody else has any extra questions there. Now that we finally have the Marvel's Capcom games coming to modern consoles, what is another series that is almost lost to time that you'd love to see brought forward as a collection? I think we kind of answered this last time. I think it was Black Metal Gamer that asked this, but yeah, I mean, you kind of said it right here, bro. Fucking like a Sega arcade, and throw Virtual Racing in there too. You know, for the origin of this shit, that'd be dope. Here's the thing. We could start parsing it down like, oh, a Sonic collection, a Streets of Rage collection. But Sega already has all these games as part of like a Sega collection. Many, many of them have been released over the years. So they've been doing that. But there's always something wrong with them, you know, in some way, shape or form. Like, remember there was one collection where Sonic 3 had the music all fucked up. Because they couldn't, you know, get licensing, presumably because Michael Jackson had worked on the tracks. But either way, they couldn't get the licensing. And there was some weird emulation shit going on, where like the sounds were just all fucked up. There's always been things with these collections. And mind you, I've bought every single one of these. I remember I bought the one for PS4 as well. And it's like, yeah, this is cool, but then there's always something off. So Sega's been doing it, you know. What's up, Carlos?
Oh no, I said they gotta have something. I was thinking about it, and I don't know if this company necessarily owns all of these IPs. I don't even remember, but it would be cool to have a maybe call it like a PlayStation Originals or not Originals or PlayStation Classics, and have like a Ape Escape, Spyro the Dragon, Jack and Daxter. Like all those games from that time, like it would be cool to have those in a collection.
Yeah, I think some of those might be difficult because, like, I know who owns Spyro right now? Because I know that was Activision. Yeah, that's the
part that I don't, you know, I'm not sure of.
And who owns Ape Escape?
Yeah,
I'd love it if Square Enix, Sony Computer Interactive released Xenogears. That would be up to Square Enix, right? Who made Xenogears originally?
I don't know. Where's Riku?
Yeah, where's Riku?
No, was it Square? I think it was
Square. It was Square originally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be Square that would handle that one. Sony Computer Entertainment wouldn't have anything to do with that. That would have to be Square, you know? You have Squaresoft, so yeah, you have to talk to Square Enix about that. Say Sony wouldn't be responsible for that. And we already kind of got a Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster, although they're sold piecemeal, which is kind of weird. They're not all in, like, one game, you know? Yeah, Chris, any collections of old games you'd like to see?
Besides the Sega one, I mean, there's some arcade games that are like completely lost. I don't even know how you would get the rights. Like, one example is Aliens vs. Predator. Yeah. I don't know how much red tape and lawyers and shit you'd have to go through. I mean, now Disney owns it all. Can you be like, hey, can we finally get this game in some sort of collection?
Yeah. Or that dope ass Spider-Man arcade game, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I would throw it with the Sega collection Afterburner. Yes. I loved Afterburner in the arcade, especially the one you sat in and had the flight stick.
Oh hell yeah.
It was amazing. Oh man, yeah. That yeah, Sega needs to get on that, man. You have too many arcade games, too many fucking gems that are just, you know, lost.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, man. I guess it's gonna do it for us, man. A short show. But it was a good show. Rich, what's going on with the Coalition, man?
Yeah, so still working on a couple of previews for several games that I did get to spend some hands-on time with. So you can look for that to appear on the website starting tomorrow. Yeah, plenty of other things we're working on behind the scenes at thecoalition.com. But yeah, also in taking some time to enjoy the summer. So there hope everyone go. Had a good... A good holiday weekend, and yeah, just spend some time playing some games.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 4th of July came on a Thursday, which is so weird. That's why we had to throw it down on Wednesday. But yeah, hope our American listeners had a good time, man. I know I did. You know, it was good times, good times. I also went out yesterday, you know, more drinking, because that's what you do, you know, for your country. You drink. It's crazy, man. Barcade for life. Played some games yesterday, too, at Barcade. I rarely play games when I go there. It's like to drink, but I was playing some games. Played some Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Simpsons arcade game, and NBA Jam. You know, had good times, you know.
Did you play it against people, or did you play it against the computer?
No, I played it with Jeffrey and one of our buddies, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because we were just chilling, and then the bartender girl, she just gives us tokens, like, hey, you guys want to play? I'm like, all right, you know. And your boy even got hooked up with a free drink, too, man. Barcade treats his mail, man. Because I've been going there for almost 10 years. They treat me well over there, man, you know?
And it's always that same homegirl.
Same girl, yeah. The girl with the red hair, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, man, she's dope. So, yeah, hooked it up yesterday. Yesterday was a good time, man. It was hot in the city, just like I like it, you know? It's great. I know motherfucker, oh, it's 90 degrees. Like, this is perfect. This is good. It's
New York.
Yeah, man, it was nice.
More like heat than it normally does.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm freezing most of the fucking time in New York. I'm enjoying this. It's 100 degrees. I don't give a fuck. I'll be happy, you know? I'm like, I'm cold 9 months out of the fucking year, you know? And I'm saying this, you know, some northerners are like, you motherfucker, come up, live up here, you know? No, I won't. I'm not doing that, you fucking Canadians. I'm not doing that shit. Shout out to Canada. Except Justin Trudeau, he's an asshole.
Wasn't it Canada, dude, like this past week as well?
Yeah, it was hot up there, you know? Probably was. You know, the mooses are all fucking melting over there and shit. And Sasquatches or whatever the fuck they got up there, you know? Those are always my Canadian jokes, you know, that I said to Ooh Funk back in the day, you know? Shout out to Oog, man. He still pops up on my Twitter every once in a while, you know?
I haven't seen him tweet.
Yeah, now he pops up every once in a while. Yo, what's going on, Otaku man? You're coming up right as we're wrapping the show up. So anyway, thanks you guys for watching and listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. Of course, if you're watching us on YouTube and like the video, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live every Thursday and Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern over on Twitch and YouTube. We're also on every podcast app on the planet, Throwdown Show, and of course, throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links to everything down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by... Oh, I was going to say me a little bit. I'm going to fuck it's gone, you know?
Man.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Majoma.
It's not a situational disability. It's a responsibility.
There you go. All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Later.